If I haven't told you before, I'll tell you now. And if I have told you before, I'll tell you again. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year. I think it speaks well to our culture, but it also speaks to our spiritual lives. I know of no holiday that is more germane to who we are, to what we believe, to what we espouse, to what we hope to become, than this time of Thanksgiving, genuinely giving thanks to God for the bounty of all He's done and continues to do in our lives. And it's not surprising then to find out that my favorite psalm is Psalm 100, sometimes referred to as the Thanksgiving Psalm. And I'd have you turn there with me this evening, and we'll begin by reading together this 100th psalm. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. It's amazing how much truth the Bible can pack into so few verses. Just a few words, just a very few syllables, and yet they speak so eloquently to, as I say, what we hope to become, what we want to espouse to be, what we want others to think of us, thankful people inside and out. And as we mentioned this morning, it's less about what we have, less about our conditions, and more about decisions we make, about choosing to see reason for thanksgiving, perhaps not for everything, but in the midst of anything. If Paul could sing praises in prison in the book of Acts in chapter 16, if Job could, in the time of deepest sorrow, shave his head but yet prostrate himself and worship, so we also, regardless of circumstances, in good times or bad, we can truly and genuinely give thanks. And all of this is because the emphasis is upon the one we're thanking, less so than what we're thanking Him for. Both important. We thank God for blessings both physical and spiritual. He gives us day by day our daily bread, for which we pray and for which we give thanks. And in Christ, spiritually, we have the wonderful blessing of all spiritual blessings in Jesus Christ in the heavenly places, as Ephesians 1 and verse 3 tells us. So many blessings physically and spiritually given to us, and yet, as I say, that's the secondary aspect of Thanksgiving. The primary is the recipient of our thanks, the one we're thanking for these things. And that's where the emphasis is here in the psalm we just read. Of course, we are expressing our joy and our gladness and our singing. We're full of thanksgiving. We're full of praise. But it's all because not just what we have. As you notice, these verses aren't filled with, I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for the other. It's I'm thankful to God. And most especially, I'm thankful to Him because of who He is. You want to get down to the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of the foundation of Thanksgiving. There it is. The top of the top, the sprinkles on the cake, if you will. Or to bring the men on Thursday into it, the sprinkles and the donut. Are these top easy things to say? Well, I'm thankful for my house, and I'm thankful for my car. I'm thankful for my job. I'm thankful for my retirement. I'm thankful for, and then you dig a little deeper, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my friends. You dig a little deeper, I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for my place in the body of Christ. You dig a little deeper, I'm thankful for heaven and my hope to go there one day. But beneath all of that for which we are thankful, we're most thankful that we have a God who is good, who makes all of these things from the sprinkles all the way down possible. If God weren't good, nothing else would matter. We wouldn't have all these things surface-wise or depth-wise to be thankful for if God weren't a good God. Now, I think if we haven't already, and I think we have, but even if we haven't, we have to be close to nudging up against proving with physics and science that there must be some creator, some grand designer behind this wonderful design we call a universe, with all of its galaxies and stars and planets and these wonderful laws that regulate everything, both macro and micro down to the atom and within the atom's core. I think we can prove God exists. But it's also without Scripture and without an understanding of what we're just seeing here in Psalm 100 and so many other passages, without that, we can in our imagination conjure up a vision of a designer behind all this design, a creator behind all of this creation, who's done it all and yet may be at worst malevolent, or at best perhaps disconnected and unconcerned. But the Bible goes way past that. Our God does not wish our harm. He wants all men to be saved. He's not unconcerned. We can cast all our cares upon Him. He cares for us. And beyond even this, His desire beyond everything else is that we do well, both here and in the life to come. That's why Christ came, and John 10:10 says this, to give life and life more abundantly. The best of life here and the only life that matters in the hereafter. And so what I'm saying is this, Thanksgiving is a wonderful time. We have so much for which to be thankful, but don't forget most important of all is the one that makes all this possible, the one we're giving thanks to. And notice that emphasized throughout these verses. Our joyful shout is made to the Lord. Our service with gladness is to the Lord. It is God, He is the Lord. It is the one we're talking about here who made us. And because of that, we are belonging to Him. We are His people. Because of that, we are the sheep of His pasture. It is His gates we enter with thanksgiving. It is His courts we come to with praise. It is Him to whom we give thanks. It is His name which we bless. It is the Lord who is good. It is His mercy that is everlasting. It is His truth that endures to those generations past and now even to ours at present. And until the Lord comes again, His truth marches on. You notice every verse of this short psalm emphasizes the very point I'm weakly and feebly trying to make this evening. Thanksgiving is about the God who is good and provides all this for us. Yes, we are thankful for the stuff. And yes, we're most thankful for the spiritual stuff. But all the things for which we're thankful are given to us by a God who is good, and we're most thankful for that. Because we have a God who has our best interest at heart. Take a songbook, if you will, and open with me to number 233. 233. Now, you may turn to this number and look at this song, and you might be saying to yourself, I don't think I know this one. but I promise you, you do. There's another song in the book, 609. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, nor to defend his cause. It's the exact same melody with the exact same arrangement, written by the exact same penman in terms of the tune. And so if you know the one, you know the other. I've often thought, and you see this goes all the way back to 1828 when the music was written. I've often thought, and give me just a moment to take a parenthetical aside from our lesson this evening. If it might be a great service to the church, I enjoy a lot of the new songs. I do. I think a lot of them have a lot going for them. Some of them I wonder about, but by and large, I enjoy the new songs. But I wonder if it might be a service to take some of these old melodies that are way out of copyright, that are easy to sing, and you can remember them to sing in the shower if you want to. Easy melodies we know, and put some newer words to them. It wouldn't take much to do that because, like I said, there's no copyright involved to these melodies that go back in the 1800s and the 1700s and 1600s. And just put some newer, less archaic words in, maybe even a new thought, and take and borrow. Is it stealing when it's 100 or 200 years past the time? Someone else's work. And I can't tell you which of these, if I had time to look into it, and I haven't, I should have. I don't know which came first, the chicken of 233 or the egg of 409, as to which body of words, what text was first. But the same date, of course, on the melody. And by now you're here, and by now you're wondering, why don't we go ahead and sing it? And we shall. 233. Oh, for a thousand times to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread to you notice the last verse seals off what the first verse has started. You might remember the time when Jesus made the comment that if something weren't done, if somebody wasn't saying something, if praise was not given, the rocks themselves would have to do so. Well, that's somewhat what the author of the song is saying here. God in his goodness, in all he's done, is not just desirous of praise and thanks. He's worthy of that. And it's just a given that everybody should have this sense of thanksgiving in the context of the God who loves us so. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. And you get down to the last verse, even the deaf, even those who are dumb and cannot speak, their tongues are loose. Even those who are lame, they're leaping with joy, as it were. praise for God and thanksgiving to Him cannot be squelched, cannot be contained. It must have some way to get out. And that's what the song wants us to realize, and I think what the Psalm 100, wants us to see. You might wonder, in our day and age, the language of Psalm 100, make a joyful, the old King James said, noise. The new King James says, shout. And you might think, well, what does that mean? Well, much the same ideas here. Ever have something that just wells up in you and can't stay there by way of a thought or an emotion or a mood? Now, if it's a bad one, you might want to be careful how and when you let it out. But the idea here is we've got these feelings, these wonderful emotions, this wonderful sense of genuine thanksgiving, that the more it builds and the more it builds and the more we are thankful and the more it's inside us, it just can't stay there. It has to get out. And that's the way God made us, and that's the way God likes us best. Now, I know that because of what Paul told the Thessalonians. You say, well, how do you know what God wants? Well, I do because He told me. In 1 Thessalonians 5, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's what God wants. And so we have this sense within us based on who God is and how God has so blessed us in so many ways. And we shouldn't try to keep it in, but the more you do it, the more it builds up. One of the wonderful things about our coming together and singing together is we have a way to get it out. And I hope that you don't have to wait till Sunday morning to come in and get it out. I hope you can find a way during the week to do that. But at the very least, here it is, and you're building up all week, and I'm so blessed, and I'm so humbled by what God is continually doing in my life. And all that I have in Christ, in the church, and all I have in the body with the fellowship, and all I have in my daily life with the help and providence I have, all my past leading up to my present, and the wonderful future of heaven ahead of me, so much, it's got to come out. And so I think I can hardly wait till Lord's Day morning when I can come together with other saints, and I can sit there with them, and we can have a song come up, and I can get this out. If that's the case with you, and it is with me a lot, but if it's that way with you too, let me give you two ideas. Number one, don't wait till Sunday. Don't wait till Sunday. You can thank God wherever you are, whenever you are, whenever you want. And that's one of those things that, a prescription pill says so many a day or so many days. There's no prescription for this in terms of how many you can take. You can be just as thankful as you want, as often as you want. You can't overtake the dose, and you can't get an overdose of the prescription. So don't wait till Sunday. Be thankful when you have that sense of thanksgiving. Express it. And I'll tell you something, and this is from personal experience. I didn't always think this way, but I've come to really believe it. It helps to actually say it. I know God has constructed us to be able to think, and you can have a whole universe of thought without saying a word. And that's wonderful. So much so that you right now could be thinking some wild things the rest of us don't know about. That's probably for the best. But there is a power in a thought that is expressed that the thought has not had until it is released itself from the mind and the mouth. And there's an extra ingredient to its power when it's beyond just expressed now in a word. It's expressed in a song. That's just the way God made us. Find you a good song that talks about our blessings and God being such a good God. There's so many songs like that. And take your favorite and, well, but somebody might hear me. Well, they might. Maybe if you want to, find a time when you're by yourself. I'm not saying do this in the middle of the supermarket so as to cause a crowd to come around. Worse things might happen, but I'm not encouraging that to take place. But find a time and a place where you can actually get the words out. Maybe sing along with something you have on a CD or on the radio or on your device. And get it out. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. Come before His presence with singing, because that's the way thanksgiving gets out. And one more song this evening I'd like us to sing together. That's number two. Number two. And here's one you'll see and think to yourself, I know that one. And you're right, you do.
We praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, Thy glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, Thy glory, revive us again. We praise Thee,
for those of you interested, and I hope most all of you are, if you like Thanksgiving, and who doesn't? And if you enjoy being thankful, and shouldn't we all? And if you like singing songs of Thanksgiving and reading scriptures that have to do with being thankful, be with us Tuesday night. Now, generally, usually, on a regular basis, we meet every Wednesday evening. But this is a special week with a special schedule, and we're going to be meeting at 7 o'clock Tuesday night. And let me encourage you, if you're able to, come and be with us. And I think when it's all said and done, you'll leave and say, you know what, I had to squeeze that into my busy schedule, but I'm so glad I did, because I think you'll say to yourself, I'm a lot better leaving than I was coming. How can we not be better by spending time together and praising God and thanking Him and expressing our gratitude for all He's done and most especially for all He is in our lives? If you're with us tonight, not a Christian, please consider becoming one in the Bible way by, in your faith in Christ, turning from sins, confessing that faith, and obeying your Lord in baptism. Or if you've done that and you've become a Christian, you've walked away, walk back. And the Lord is gracious to forgive as we turn back to Him. If you need to come this evening, come now, as together we stand and sing.